Odegaard is a Montreal-based duo made up of Udi and Helena Deland. Individually, they make quite different music from each other. Both are solo artists. Udi is an electronic producer and multi-instrumentalist. While Helena is a singer-songwriter. What if I told you it all just in the same minute? I had a chat to them about their debut self-titled album under their collaborative project, Odegaard. So excited to chat to you two because I've had, I loved the singles that you guys have put out, and
thank you.
I've also listened to the album, and it's so enchanting and captivating and also really hypnotic. How did you two start collaborating?
We knew each other for a couple of years, but we never did really music together. And one day our managers suggested that we just meet up in the studio for some sessions. Mm-hmm. And the first day was fire. It was so fun. And we just kept doing it, I don't know.
Like, we kind of somehow, it was just a really happy kind of surprise that we were, you know, that we had that kind of creative connection. Because mm-hmm. It was just kind of a semi-random, well, not random, but like.
kind of. Yeah. It was not like... We didn't plan to start a band together when we first had a session.
Yeah.
And I guess the consistency of the 8 days that we spent together,
mm-hmm.
it's led to that naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you two have, you know, individually, you have quite different sounds of your own projects. How did you come up with Odegaard's sound? And over those 8 days, did you just come up with tracks each day, or... were they pre-planned?
No, we came up with one track per day, and the music really, the style kind of imposed itself, really. We didn't, there was no pre-planning or conscious decision that preceded what we made.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Sometimes we just shared like a playlist of tracks that we liked, some more obscure stuff, some more pop stuff, and I don't know, it just gave us like a sort of a beginning of a palette that we played with, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those tracks or artists that were on that playlist?
There was some Andy Stott, some Travis Scott, DJ Nipitz. What else?
Some maybe Japanese Breakfast, and also...
Yeah.
Mortal Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so shocked that you just came up with these songs like one a day. I'm like, that's blowing my mind. And I guess
we were shocked too, honestly. That's been another night alone. You could call me up on the telephone. Get out for
curious about the production side of things, because you hear some live instruments, but also feels, you know, predominantly kind of ambient electronic. How were these songs made?
We would just ricochet ideas in the studio for hours, and sometimes it would just take very quickly, and some ideas would die, and then at the end of the day we would like finish the idea that was the most alive, I think. That's how
And we were both kind of hopping from one instrument to the other. There's a lot of like instruments that were both playing at different moments, you know, and just coming up with melodic riffs or rhythm ideas. And we would just move across the studio working on one instrument or the next and bouncing off each other's ideas. And also the Hildegard project, that is also, I heard, was inspired by Hildegard of Bingen. So what drew you to her, and how did she influence your music?
We were looking for names, and at some point I suggested that we call our band Hildegard because she was an inspiring figure, and I don't know. First, I was just interested in her music. We discovered so many other aspects of this figure together, I think. And she just made sense. Like, it's just like such an inspiring figure, and we want to like maybe be 10% as inspiring, or 1% as inspiring as she.
I think the fact that she's a mystic, and that the music we made kind of like felt like it was coming through us, you know, it we didn't intend on it happening or anything, it just was happening, as though like this chemistry between the two of us was just making it happen. And I think that's one of the things that I find most like interesting with the Hildegard character, who's, you know, a mystic and had visions, and this kind of like, you know, inspiration is also so mysterious, and it's so easy to be kind of almost spiritual about inspiration creatively. So and she's just she's a very intelligent, powerful woman in a time where not many women have kind of made it to our modern understanding of history.
That is so true, And did you come up with the name during, before, or after? Because, I'm quite curious about how that happened.
It was after, much after. I think we knew that we wanted to be a band maybe towards the end, like maybe the last session or something like this. And we had an idea of to do a music video together. I think this famous split screen that never happened really.
And
it took like some month of like finding very bad names.
Totally. That's the thing. We've been lucky that we've had time, because our first ideas weren't the best.
What were some of the other options?
Oh God, we can't even make that public.
Well, I think that's so interesting that even listening to this and knowing what Hildegard of Bingen sounds like, you can feel that in your music, even though you kind of came up with the name afterwards. Do you think that she would love your music?
I think we would get along. I don't know if she would love our music. Probably not. But I'm sure that we'd have fun at a dinner party.
This was recorded in 2018, and have you two been working on things since then?
We have.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So will there be another Hildegard thing in the future?
Yeah, and it's really different because this time, you know, this first record comes from the surprise of like finding each other, which there's only one first time, you know, so this record means a lot to us. Things will come.